Historically, terms like cousin, niece, and nephew were used more broadly to refer to various family members, beyond the specific meanings we associate with them today. For instance, cousin could encompass distant relatives who are not siblings, and nephew could extend to any male relative in the younger generation. In Old English, the term sib was used to describe familial relationships, but it had largely fallen out of use by the Middle Ages. It resurfaced in the early 20th century as sibling, spurred on by the necessity for a term to denote brother-sister relationships, driven by advancements in the study of genetics. The term grandma is a blend of the words glamorous and grandma. It was officially added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2016. This episode deals with etymology behind terms related to family. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion, Word History. Today, the term family encompasses those with whom we share a bond, through blood ties, marriage, legal relationships, or emotional connection. Initially, upon its entry into English during the 15th century, the word family denoted not relatives, but rather household servants, derived from the Latin famulus, meaning servants. By the mid-15th century, its scope broadened to include all members of a household, incorporating both relatives and the servants residing under the same roof. Over time, that definition narrowed to specifically denote the relatives of a household, eventually emphasizing blood relations regardless of living arrangements. Prior to this linguistic shift, during the Old English period between the 5th and 12th century, the term hired referred to a household or family, possibly linked to the German word Heirat, meaning marriage. The term parent has a clear etymology, originating from the Latin parentum and entering English through French around the 15th century. The idea of parenting, or the act of being a parent, developed a couple of centuries later. Before the term parent became common, the word elder would have been used, which traces back to the Old English ildra, originating from Germanic roots. The root of that word can be seen in other Germanic languages today. In Swedish, the word for parent is forelder, and in Norwegian, it's forelder. While the word elders may still be used to refer to parents in some contexts, it's more often associated with older individuals. The prefix grand to describe the parents of one's parents dates back to the 15th century, while its use in relation to younger relatives such as the term grandchild emerged in the 16th. The term nan can denote a grandmother. One possibility is that it originated as baby talk for the shortened form of gran. Alternatively, it may have roots in a Celtic word which is also linked to the Welsh term nain, meaning grandmother. A newer term for a grandmother is glamma, a blending of the words glamorous and grandma. It was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2016, with evidence of usage going back to the early 2000s. A modern term in parenting is co-parent, describing the collaborative relationship between separated or divorced parents, raising children together responsibly and amicably. Although the terms co-parent and co-parenting were coined in the 1970s, their usage has surged notably in the past 7 years. The words mother and father trace their origins back to Old English, initially mador and fader respectively. Over time, the d sound shifted to th, sometime between the 15th and 16th centuries. Despite their Old English roots, these words share similarities with their counterparts in Latin-derived languages. For instance, the Italian word for mother is madre, and the Spanish equivalent for father is padre, leading linguists and historians to hypothesize common ancestor terms linking these words. Terms like mum, mom, and mummy are thought to have evolved from mama, possibly imitating baby speech. Additionally, the word mum has a secondary meaning of keeping quiet, as seen in phrases like mum's the word, and that's likely derived from the sound made with closed lips. Similarly, dad is also thought to have originated from baby speech, akin to the word mama. The term sib was prevalent in Old English and Middle English to denote relatives, but declined in usage by the 16th century. It wasn't until the early 20th century that it was reintroduced as sibling, specifically referring to the relationship between individuals who share the same parents. This resurgence coincided with the advancements in the study of genetics during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, necessitating a concise way to describe the bond between brothers and sisters. The word brother originates from the Old English brother, while sister derives from the Old English sweostor. Before aunt and uncle became commonplace, other terms existed to refer to one's parent siblings, with distinctions based on whether the aunt or uncle was from the mother's or father's side. For maternal uncles, those on the mother's side, the Old English term was arm, believed to share the same root as the Dutch word for uncle, oom. Conversely, for paternal uncles, from the father's side of the family, it was federe, closely related to the Old English variant of father, feder. Similarly, the Old English term for a maternal aunt was madrie, resembling modor, meaning mother, while the term for a paternal aunt was fathu. The French influence on English led to the displacement of the Old English madrie and its Middle English successor madria by the word anta to give us the word aunt. It originated from the Latin amita, referring to a father's sister. Uncle comes from an informal version of the Latin avunculus, unclum, which made its way into Old French as uncle, and English as uncle. The term nephew draws influences from both Old English and Old French, evolving from nephar in Old English and neveu in Old French. During their respective periods of usage, these terms could encompass male relatives such as grandsons or other descendants as well as nephews in the contemporary sense. Since the 15th century, nephew has been consistently spelled with a ph, which has influenced its pronunciation from nephew to nephew. Niece entered English through the Old French nièce, which stems from the Latin neptis, meaning granddaughter. Similar to the historical usage of nephew, niece was also employed to denote female descendants, particularly granddaughters, until the early 17th century. Before the adoption of the French and Latin derived niece, Old English utilized the term nift for the same familial relationship. Both son and daughter trace their roots back to Old English. In Old English, Sunu transitioned to Middle English as Sonne, eventually evolving into the word son. Similarly, daughter originated as Detor in Old English, before transitioning to daughter with an O in Middle English, eventually becoming the familiar daughter with an A. Sons and daughters by marriage are referred to as son-in-law and daughter-in-law, with the in-law suffix becoming commonplace in the late 19th century. This term goes back to the Middle English period and is tied to the laws of the church. In earlier usage, in-laws referred to individuals one was forbidden to marry, extending to relationships such as step-siblings and step-parents. For example, a stepmother might have been referred to as one's mother-in-law. The prefix step derives from the Old English stiop, originally denoting an orphan. Consequently, a stepmother or stepfather was considered a parent to an orphan, before evolving into a term to describe a relationship by marriage. This form of step has a different etymology to that of the general word step. A more recent prefix, bonus, has emerged in terms like bonus mom or bonus children, to describe step relationships. This likely originated in the late 20th century. Additionally, the term blended family, which denotes the integration of parents and their individual children from previous relationships into a new marital union, is believed to have emerged around the 1970s. Much like other familial terms explored thus far, the definition of cousin has undergone changes over time, and wasn't initially restricted to refer solely to the children of one's aunts or uncles as it is today. Originally, cousin encompassed a broader array of blood relatives, including grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, and cousins themselves. Derived from the French in the 13th century, the term cousin finds its roots in the Latin word consubrinus, denoting a cousin on one's maternal side. Furthermore, the emergence of the term removed to describe more distant cousin relationships is believed to have occurred in the mid-16th century. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. catch up on previous episodes, and follow the podcast for more.